Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. You know, once again, we're talking about a way of life that was practiced for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, taken away, and we had to hide and bring it back. And we are doing that now with a lot of different ways, through school, through veterans, through ceremony, and through the drums. And we have to bring those things back slowly into our lives, because sometimes, you know, even when we do those things, you know, they're not accepted, and which is a, you know, well, it's not good. And when you look at us as a people, you know, we're sharing. And when we decide to share and come forward and help, we're not trying to make anybody believe our way. We're not trying to convert anybody. It's just we want to enhance what you already know. And there's a lot of great, great things in any culture. And, you know, you just have to look for the good in everything. You know, and there's cons to things too, you know. But for the most part, if you're looking at a culture as a whole, you know, you have to accept everything that there is about it, and want to be able to take and add to your own life. You know, and yeah, you know, become better as a person. Open your eyes, open your heart, open your mind, and through these ways, you know, we're going to reach the stars. When we start to learn to accept, when you look at different things that are happening on this planet, which is like war or riots or whatever you want to call it, it all starts from within inside oneself. And we make a conscious choice to deal with it either in a negative way and go forward from there, or we deal with it in a positive way and go forward. But whatever way you choose, you know, it's still your choice. And until you decide to, I don't want to say correct it, I just want to say learn a different way. Learn a different way to deal with it. As you get older, you know, you start to realize that, you know, you want to be in there to help. And this is kind of the Ojibwe way of life. Oh, it is. It is the Ojibwe way of life. You know, wanting to get in there and help each other and help bring our way of life back. And there are a lot of different ways to do it. And not just one person can hold all the information and tell you, well, this is how it is to be Ojibwe. We learn till the day we go home. And, yeah. I watched my father, you know, in his later years, you know, become more into his culture and more into his ways than he was. He did it in a shorter period of time, but had he done it all his life, you know, I think that he would have really super excelled in it. And but as he did, he excelled when he did, you know, give it the nod, and he did gaze upon it and put his attentions to it. And there's a lot of other things too, you know, that are happening like that, such as the Ojibwe language. In this particular area, you know, was it spoken? No. Yes, but not enough. Sorry about that. Not to where everybody was speaking it fluently to each other. And when you take away a language, you know, you kind of take away the heart of that person that speaks it. And the Ojibwe way of life in this area, you know, it's tough because you gotta, you know, go on out there and learn that other way of life that the bigger main society that wants you to learn it their way. But you don't want to lose your identity. You don't want to lose your ways and put them to the side and put them on hold just so you can go and learn that way too. You know, I think becoming balanced with it is a difficult thing. And being able to know who you are and to keep up with your traditions and life is definitely when you do it. Excuse me. When you do it, it's definitely not only adds to your life, it adds to everyone around you. Let's just take making a fire for example. You know, you learn how to make a fire. Not everybody knows how, and when you do learn it, and people start to learn from you, hey, then there's more power to all of it. Learning an ancient skill, and it's not that it's difficult, you know, but it is time consuming to learn, and then take it from there. Once again, this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. I'd like to thank you for tuning on in and joining us, and we're going to continue on in our next segment with this particular subject. All right. I hope you're all having a nice day, and miigwech wendam, bizandawiig, for listening to me, all of you. Yeah. Have a good day.